Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me, starring me, Megan Ranks, and my co-host producer, Melissa Diamond Potts.
What it do, baby boy?
Oh, I thought I was going to say baby boo.
No.
What it do, baby? Is that from a song?
That's from something.
It's in the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. I've said zeitgeist twice today.
I'm keeping tabs as well.
Well, we are recording this at night for the first time ever.
Is it the first time ever?
When else would we have recorded this at night?
I don't know.
Like, we used to record for a small period of time. We tried to record 3 episodes in one day. It was brutal.
Yeah. I wasn't even like on the mic then.
Oh, but you were there.
I was there.
Mind, body, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't think we ever started an episode this late.
Okay.
So everyone should know it is 6:30 p.m. when we're recording this.
And 6:29. Because of that, we don't have any updates today.
Yes.
Because we have to record till late.
Yeah, so it is my fault. I had a self-tape that I had to do today, and it was a very last-minute one, so we rescheduled. So I know we have not been delivering on the updates.
People are going to be like, people just aren't calling
back
because
it's not
the last
true.
Few episodes.
I know, but like, just know, before it was people being like, this timing-wise doesn't work, we have jobs, like, you fucking bitches, yeah. Like, we can't do this, like, we have jobs, and we were like, fair. And then we were like, okay, holiday weekend, we'll have people do it. It'll be great. Then those people didn't show up. That was their fault.
Yeah.
And now again, it is back on me solely, personally. This is my fault because I had to reschedule literally like last night.
Yeah, we did have people scheduled. And then last night she said, could we start later? Which actually works better for me anyway, because now I don't have to edit when we finish.
You can just go to bed.
I still have things to do.
Oh, okay. Mentally, you can like watch some Real Housewives. Like,
I actually haven't been watching that much Housewives. I haven't watched a full season in half a year, I'd say.
The only thing I really care about, because I don't watch any of them, I want to watch the Utah lady.
Jen Shaw?
I want to watch that clip.
I started watching that over the break because Grace and Candace both told me I needed to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I got through the first 7 episodes, I believe.
Yeah.
When I'll finish it, who knows?
I mean, there's a lot of Housewives to keep up with.
I mean, I'm on the Reddit, so I know the Cliff Notes versions.
Mm-hmm. I like to read up those things. Mm-hmm. It shows up on my Finsta, like suggested, like some things we think you might care about.
That's and I was probably like, because I've clicked on
that is probably yes. why I was like, I am kind of curious what has happened. Like Nicki Minaj did the reunion.
It's horrible.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm. From word on the street.
Yeah. Word on the gram.
I said word on the street because one of the housewives on Potomac, that's her tagline, includes that.
What would your tagline be? You've thought of it, haven't?
I haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't. I don't know.
It's hard.
It is hard.
I'm not like punny like that. Like
a lot of them will like go on Twitter and be like, what should my tagline be this year? And then they from
wait,
that.
I'm sorry. Do they not have writers who do?
It's a mix. Like they record like 10 different versions and then the producers pick. They don't know what'll land unless you're one like the one that I said, word on the street. Hers is like word in the street. I'm the word on the street. And then the next season was word on the street. I'm still the word on the street.
What the fuck does that even mean?
That everybody's what? Talking about her.
Is she new?
No. I mean, the first year, it was the first season.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes way more sense to me.
The next season was still a play on that.
Okay. Fucking weird. So weird. Yeah. I just love that it wasn't enough for them to hold like weird inanimate objects in the opening. Mm-hmm. It's like, we also need lines.
That's the thing is like in the first season of the show, it would just be like a cut of something they'd said during the show.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go back and listen, it sounds so bad because there's like street noise in the background, like sounds yeah. honking. So it's just funny.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I should tell you what the show is. This is Don't Blame
this
Me.
This is Housewives.
Starring one person who watches and one person who does not. This is Don't Blame Me. We are an advice show. You call in, you leave us voicemails, and then we listen to them. We give you advice. And we tell you what to do with your life, or we yell at you, or if you tell us you're sensitive, we will not yell at you. We will honor that. In the words of Rachel, we are have an ugly aesthetic. What was it? Bad aesthetic, which was because we are pro-vaccine and we are liberal. So, dun, 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 dun.
Surprise.
Big shocker. If you want to call in for an upcoming episode,
that's
you
what can... they used to call me.
Shocker.
That was my signature move. Be like, big shocker's coming.
You walking through the hallways, fucking shorter than you are now. Perfect, perfect I proximity.
I haven't grown since sixth grade, so.
Basically the same as me, except yes. just very different. Yes.
Boom, big boom, shocker. Boom.
Shocker, shocker, shocker. Wow. If you want to watch the video version, head on over to Patreon to see us doing shockers. Yeah, if you want to call in, leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. You got to keep it under 3 minutes or you will be cut off. 18 or over, have your parents' permission. And you have to write everything down. You have to. Truly, you have to. Imagine Melissa's holding a gun to your head and says, write it the fuck down. A shocker saying, man, come on, bitch. Fucking write
That's
it down.
What they'd say too. Come on, bitch.
I can't. I opened up this wormhole and I can't
open
get
up
out.
The hole.
I'm done.
I said that at the end too.
This has been happening with Mott too. He like got on this tangent where like he just like kept remaking like versions of the song Fifth Harmony Work From Home. He would just like come up with like ridiculously sexual things to say to that tune. And every time I would make a response, it would essentially be like, that's what she said. And like he would do it. I was like, God damn it. What the fuck was I saying?
We're just talking about the show.
Write it down. Yes. Write down what you're going to say. Practice it. Time it. Because then what can they receive if they do a wonderful job?
A sparkly diamond, much like a Beverly Hills housewife.
Ooh la la. So, yeah, that's what you got to do there. Yeah, what's new with you?
Just living, enjoying life, breathing, you know, frolicking. Yeah, nothing new. Nothing, because, you know, we had a long, long weekend. So
yeah.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Under the Tuscan sun? I've never seen that movie, but
I can
picture the... what it looks like.
You look like the Tuscan sun setting.
It just looks like, you know, that eat, pray, love mm-hmm. vibe.
Same vibe. But it was before.
Yeah. I could, what is eat, pray? I don't know. She eats, she prays, she loves.
I think she like went through something traumatic in life, maybe a big breakup. Something happened.
Okay.
And then she's like, I need to get away. So she eat, prays, and loves throughout.
I love movies about women going, I need to get away. Mm-hmm. Like truly. True. No, but you know what the best one is? This one is slightly... Okay, the movie premise is slightly dark, but the movie is not slightly dark. The Holiday with Queen Latifah, where she was like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna go away, so I need to get away before I go away.
Mm-hmm.
one of the greatest movies of all time.
That's not the one where she's the ghost, right? That's Best Holiday, I believe.
I'm sorry. I'm unfamiliar with that. Have Hold you on. Seen? No, not The Holiday. Last Holiday.
Last Holiday. There's so many holiday movies. I know. Come on.
And also the fact that one of them is just named The Holiday is not fair right. because like there's so many. Speaking of, wait, so tell me what the Queen Latifah one is.
Okay.
Because if you haven't seen The Last Holiday, you have to see it. It is a Christmas classic.
No, I've seen it. Okay. But there's two movies with similar names that Queen Latifah's in both of them, but one of them, she's like a ghost. Perfect Holiday. Terrence Howard plays the other ghost.
Oh my God. I need to watch this movie immediately. I love it. Speaking of Christmas movies, what I've been up to is watching the greatest decision that Netflix has ever made. The Princess Switch saga. Anyone who wants to fight me on it, like, I will gladly fight you if you do not think that it is the greatest piece of cinema ever created. First of all, they have Vanessa Hudgens play two people who look identical. And they're like, oh my gosh, they're obviously not related, but they like switch lives. They do all of that. They make up, it's the laziest name of a country, Belgravia. It is literally Bulgaria with like two letters.
With gravy.
Literally, just switched around. And so because of that, she doesn't have to have a specific accent. Mm. It is not consistent. Okay. But the best part is she says schedule for schedule, mm-hmm. which I do not know what accent that is that only translates to that one word, but not anything else with like C's and H's. It's great. First one, they're like shocked that these two girls look identical. And it's like, oh my gosh, like this is so crazy. The third one, she plays a third version of a new girl who's a cousin, which she's got like a different accent. And it's like, she's got like long blonde hair. And she's like, oh, you're yummy. And it is so fucking good. It's the funniest thing in the entire world. But the greatest part of it all is that in the first one, they're like so shocked that they look identical. And I'm like, why are you shocked? You had a cousin who looks like your identical twin. You never thought like, oh, this is crazy. We look alike, but I also look exactly like my cousin.
So did she know the cousin already existed?
Yes. Wow. And she was like, that's my cousin. Her name's like Muffy or something. It is the greatest thing. It is so good. And then someone told me like the second one wasn't good. I was like, I'm sorry, she got chloroformed in the second one. Like, and now there's a third one coming out, or it's out now. And Mats and I are gonna potentially watch it tonight or tomorrow night. And I am so fucking excited. And I just never want them to stop making Christmas movies with Vanessa Hudgens. Cause she also did one on Netflix called The Night Before Christmas. Night KNI. So it's literally like a knight from the round table who like transports back in time, like forward in time, and she falls in love with him, and like he doesn't know how to shower and he's like smelly. And it is so funny. And I think it's very representative of like certain types that people have. It's he's literally an unwashed white boy. And I'm like, this is it. I love it.
Wow.
I can't recommend it enough. Anybody, if you have any Christmas movies, the more obscene and bad and stupid, the better. Like, I don't need there to be any rhyme or reason. I like the ones that are crazy. If she falls in love with a ghost, love that shit. Like, anything insane. I'm still trying insane. To get
fucked by a ghost. If you have any tips, please let me know.
Would you ever fuck with an Ouija board?
Yeah.
You would?
Mm-hmm. I have in the past.
Will you just go on a Ouija board and you say, fuck. Maybe that's it. Like,
okay.
So if there's any ghosts listening, Melissa would like to be fucked. And if anybody has any experience fucking ghosts, offer your tips. Maybe you need like a spell or something.
Maybe.
I feel like Trisha Paytas has fucked a ghost.
She probably has.
And definitely
I do not want to.
No, no, I was going to say, she definitely probably has a video on, like a YouTube video on it. Because like you just have to think of like, either you're going to search it online and then just know what suggested ads and things you're going to get, or you have to think of someone who has had sex with a ghost and then peruse their content. True. I feel like someone could tell you.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we're at. Hope you're all doing well. Should we get into the calls?
Yeah. So this one is kind of like an update slash advice. So, you know, it kind of fills that
yeah.
hole.
So don't yell at us.
Hey, Megan and Melissa. I'm calling with an update, I guess, but more for advice. I'm 28. I go by she, her, and I'm a Libra. My boyfriend's 32, goes by he, him, and a Taurus. I called a long time ago. I think it was fall 2019. I'm too scared to listen to my old call because of embarrassment. But it was about my boyfriend having a 40-year-old female friend who was clearly in love with him. I do remember that I left out that he did try to have us hang out together and wanted us to get along. She was honestly just a bitch to me. And he actually started going to therapy during that time and quickly learned that she was codependent on him. Anyway, he stopped being friends with her soon after my call and all is well. We've been together for 2.5 years and we live together. He is kind, gentle, and thoughtful. He contributes to the household, has greatly improved his communication, makes me feel seen, listens to me, and he's generous in and out of the bedroom. We go on adventures, have a lot of fun together, and laugh all the time. There's nothing inherently wrong with him as a partner or a relationship, but I keep having doubts intermittently, and I can't figure out why. I myself am a therapist, and I can't figure out my own brain. And I am in therapy. I've just begun talking to her about this because it took me some time to feel comfortable sharing. Virtual therapy just makes it hard to connect sometimes. I also should mention that I am divorced and my ex-husband was verbally abusive, manipulative, controlling, and there was a lot of sexual coercion. I can't for the life of me figure out if these doubts about my current relationship are my intuition that I should listen to or a symptom of PTSD. It's like sometimes I feel disconnected to him or with the relationship. I don't know. Maybe it's me dissociating. It's also hard because I don't know anyone in my situation. I know you two haven't been divorced, so maybe I'm weird for calling. But have either of you felt this way before or known someone who has? Do you know any divorced people who struggled in their next long-term relationship? And how do I know if I should leave or stay? Thanks for your help. I love you guys, and I love the podcast.
I have been divorced.
She's kidding. No, I can read your face. I know you're fucking kidding. For a second, I was going to make the same joke. And I was like, well, you beat me to it. And I was like, wait, did we go through the same thought to make that joke? No, you haven't been divorced. I know this.
Okay. Well, anyway, I kind of don't even know what to say because she's in therapy.
So yeah, like, and she's a therapist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, her being a therapist, though, a therapist can't therapize themselves. Yeah. So that doesn't really have
that any is true. I think if you cannot find anything that is wrong, I think it's the relationship that usually is wrong. Having like PTSD and like previous relationships and all that stuff, again, I'm not a therapist. I would think that it potentially might manifest itself like a little bit differently than it is right now, from like just feeling disconnected like 2 years into that, that like you have worked through said hurdles in like earlier parts of your relationship. That I think if you were unpacking a lot of new, like a lot of old stuff in therapy, and it was bringing up a lot of like stuff from your past, that definitely I think would influence your current relationship. But I think if it's just like, he does this great, he does all of this great, he's all this great, like the only like stone that's kind of like left unturned there is like, but it just
doesn't work.
Yeah. It's just not working anymore. Yeah,
it's like we were good together. We still are like on paper good, but I just don't have those feelings.
Yeah. And I'm sure like dating after like a divorce, especially like a really toxic relationship, is like very, very hard. But I think that like if the communication is great and all of these things are like wonderful and awesome, I think it just might be that like the relationship has kind of just like run its course. Mm-hmm. And I think like two and a half years in, and like you live together and all of that, like if you are not taking steps forward, you're kind of taking steps back at a certain point, especially when you're not married or you don't have kids. Like I don't think you really remain stagnant at that point. Like that is, it is a pivotal point. I think like the first year when people are like, oh, that's how you really know it's serious, I'm like, uh-uh. First year, like the rose colored glasses come off within that year, and you're not always putting your best foot forward. Like you're really showing like your full true self, and you see each other through all like these different seasons and stuff. And then 2 years comes around, like that is a lot of the time where like you can potentially just like be done. But I think like, yeah, if you communicate that with him, he seems like he's like done a lot of learning. I remember this original call because she was like a nurse. They were both nurses.
Yeah. And they would like go out to movies and stuff.
And she would like get him presents and shit.
Yeah. But that part of their life is done.
Yeah. But I think sometimes when there's like something that like needs to be fixed, once it's fixed, it's like, oh, there were other things here that I didn't notice because there was this like big fucking fire that needed to be put out first. And then I realized like, I don't really like this house anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, eh. And that's like not anyone's fault at all. And I wouldn't drag it on. I mean, maybe I would drag it on. I don't know. You live together. That's rough.
I would voice. I think voicing.
Yeah.
Because there might be something that feels stagnant to him too.
Yeah.
And also, do you like, where do you see yourself with him in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years? Like, is it with him?
And do you want to make it work with him, mm-hmm.
Or are you just comfortable in the situation, yeah. and it's working, but it's just not working to the extent that you want it to work?
Yeah. Like, oh, I wonder if this will work out versus like, or I want this to work out versus I'm going to make this work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So figuring that out, because that's something if someone's been in a long-term relationship, like that's the difference when you, I think, have like found your person where it's not like, oh, I hope this works out. It's like, I will make this work.
Yeah.
You know, there's this one TikToker I follow who's like, people always talk to her about because she's a housewife. I mentioned her in the episode, but we just recorded of.
But am I wrong?
That is what our other podcast is called. Sorry, everybody. Hannah Stella. She is a housewife with no kids. And her husband is like very, very successful. They have a very nice life. And people are like, well, what if you get divorced? She's like, divorce isn't something that necessarily happens overnight. Like they're conscious choices. She's like, we won't. Like we're working on our relationship every day, like doing all that stuff. Like very rarely are things like completely out of the blue. Mm-hmm. So I think that's like a good thing to remember when you're in a, how to kind of tell if the relationship you're in is it. It's like, are you going to make it work or do you want it to work?
Right.
Which feel very different in the moments. Well, best of luck. I'm very happy he's not hanging out with this 40-year-old woman anymore. Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
You will. And we love when therapists listen.
Good evening, Megan and Melissa. I'm a 23-year-old who has kind of gotten herself into a whirlwind relationship with a Scottish guy that I've only met and talked to for a month. And he's asked me to come and visit him for a month with the insinuation that he's going to propose to me. Am I crazy for thinking about going and saying yes? Even saying that out loud, I realized how insane that might sound. And I've talked to my friends and family, but I'm getting mixed responses. So I thought I would bring the situation to the two people I know who wouldn't sugarcoat it for me. I guess let's get into it. So this is about myself, 23-year-old female, she, her pronouns, and a guy, a 32-year-old Scottish male, he, him pronouns. We met the day before Halloween in a cute little club. I started a conversation with him because I overheard him and a few of his mates speaking with accents. We ended up talking all night, and I was very proud of myself because I didn't hook up with him that night. We exchanged contact info and began talking right away. He was in my state due to training that he had to do for work, and he was there for 2 more weeks. Every day that he was still there, he did take me out on dates and was a true gentleman and wasn't forcing me to do anything. We did end up hooking up a couple days before he left, and I honestly wasn't expecting to hear from him after he left. But we still talk every day and FaceTime. He is 7 hours ahead and stays up to talk to me. He did straight up ask me if I would move to the UK in the future to be with him. I did tell him that I did not want to rush anything and kind of see where this would go and just take it slow. A week later, he asked if I'd be willing to visit him for a month, just so we could get to know each other in person and I could meet his family and his son. He did make a joke about going ring shopping or that I could try on the family ring, and I laughed it off at first. But now, I don't really think it's a joke. Am I crazy for going to visit him for a month, especially since I haven't known him that long? He could be a serial killer or kidnap me. Would I be leading him on by going and just meeting his family and thinking I'd want to get married to him without knowing him that well? Don't get me wrong, I love watching 90 Day Fiancé, but I'm not willing to be a part of that show. Thank you in advance. I love this podcast, and I'm a huge fan of But Am I Wrong? Love you guys.
No! No, he is almost 10 years older than you.
You don't know him. Your family doesn't know him. Ugh. I don't care if you're talking every single day. Like, you haven't even been physically in the same place. Like, you don't know this person.
No. Like, I don't want to say, sure, normal, like, emotionally mature and no good guy, no good 32-year-old guy is talking to a 23-year-old and asking her to move after knowing her and speaking to her for a month, move there and, like, get a ring and all of that. Like, this is just international love bombing.
No, don't do it.
No,
don't go.
This is so many red flags. He has a kid and he's going like, you're going to meet my kid. No. This is reckless as fuck.
He shouldn't want you to meet his kid after you've only been talking for a month. Like, that's a red flag.
If he's going to be that reckless with his child, this is equally as reckless as he is going to be with you. And as he has demonstrated, like, what the fuck? No, no. Do not fucking go. And who the fuck have you, like, you've been talking to that you've been receiving mixed messages? Who is saying this? This is not like PS I love you. Like, this is not a rom-com at all. Like, people like, this is like cherry picking ideas of a rom-com. It's a guy from Scotland. Like, we met and like, we fell in love. Blah. No.
While he was talking to his mates.
Yeah. No, you need to, you, that was goofy. Like, that is, that gave me Bella Hadid. Have you seen that? Where they're like, how is the collection? And she was like, oh, the collection, it was très beautiful. And it was like, ma'am, you're in Paris for Fashion Week. You're not like when Madonna went to your, like, it's that vibe where it's like, you, no. I get that, like, this can seem really fun and sexy and glamorous, but like, he is too old. His brain is fully developed. He knows what he is doing, and he is specifically pursuing someone who, this is not a read. This is like truly just science. Like, your brain isn't fully developed yet. Like, why does he need to like import a bride from not his country, who he has met and talked to for 1 month, who is almost 10 years younger than him? And he is a child. You're complete. You should be at completely different places in your life. And if you're not, you are, because he has a child. If he thinks that he is like a 23-year-old, then like, that shows you what kind of person he is right now.
No.
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 Don't get on the fucking plane.
Block his number.
Yeah.
Well, tell him bye and then block his number.
I think you can really just fucking ghost.
I don't think she
will. I don't think she will.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I bet if she says that she's not going to go, he will be very upset, and this will potentially, like, he will be like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. Like, I can't believe, blah, blah, blah.
And then he romantically showed up on my doorstep with the ring.
And if that happens, that is love bombing.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who's been love bombed, when you like think about it, like months or years later, you're like, how did I think the thing was romantic? That is creepy. Showing up wherever I know, that is not a romantic gesture. That is a predatory gesture. Also, you met the amount of red flags. You met him at a club.
She's choked up the conversation, though.
That doesn't matter. He's 32. You're 23.
And she was proud of herself for not fucking him that night.
Yeah, I think that you are much more in control of the situation than you are. And I don't mean that in a, like, a negative way at all. It's just like, you are far too sure of yourself and confident to be going after a guy who's 32, because it makes you think that he is that way and that like, he's really mature and he's an adult because you are a quote unquote mature for your age, and like, know what you want and all of that. If a 32-year-old man is interested in you and you are 23, that is because he is mentally 18 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want this dude.
No.
That's not the dude that you should be with.
Not at all. And also, I don't even think you really want him that bad, because you're like, oh, I didn't think I'd hear from him after we like hooked up. And then he like reached out again. Like, he's just like, no, goodbye. If we find out you got on that fucking plane, I will yell at you. I will. And Scotland is beautiful. But like, do not let this man ruin Scotland. Like, he will ruin Scotland. This is not Eat, Pray, Love.
Anyway, time for a break.
Okay, we will be back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yamen Spa Styler Hair Tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer, and this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. Like, what? What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gone into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools... Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed, and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child, and it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager, it's just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand, and it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all those things, it's a time-consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not gonna get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their US brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, MediLift, Mineral Air, and Yamen Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamenusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamanusa.com. That's yamenusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME.
And we're back.
Let's get into the rest of the calls.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I'm 21 years old. I use she, her pronouns, and I really need some therapy advice. I've been in therapy since freshman year, but I've been with a specific therapist since late last year. Working with her has been challenging, to say the least. I really like her because we're both women of color. She's younger, and she can relate to some of the things I've experienced. I have a very strange relationship with my parents, and lately I've been comparing my relationship with my mother to the relationship my therapist seems to have with her daughter. Comparing my life to others is something I have a really difficult time with, and one of the reasons why I started going to therapy, but now it's getting in the way of the process. She mentioned briefly that she has a good relationship with her daughter, and it makes me upset because now whenever I'm going through something or doing something that I can't talk to my mother about, I found myself thinking, oh, I bet my therapist would be there for her daughter. I bet her daughter could share these things with her. I doubt my therapist would have did this to her daughter, and so on. I feel so ashamed of these thoughts and feelings, so I've been trying to solve this problem without bringing it to her. I've tried seeing other therapists outside of her. I've tried BetterHelp. I've tried watching YouTube videos of other therapists on this topic. Most people say bring it up in therapy, but when I finally did it, it didn't make me feel much better. I think I really just want to hear her say her life isn't as perfect as it seems, and maybe she feels just as sad as I do. Misery loves company, I guess. But she hasn't really offered any solutions to this. When I mentioned comparing my life to others, she asked why I compare myself to situations I know nothing about. I'm fairly sensitive, so that made me feel kind of hurt and misunderstood, but I feel like that's probably just me. At this point, my friends and even my therapist have said that it might be best for me to look for a new therapist if it's causing as much stress, but I'm scared I won't be able to find a therapist who can help me, especially a woman of color who offers in-person sessions. Online sessions aren't ideal for me because I live with my mom and I don't usually have a place to go where no one will hear me. I am vaccinated and I'd also just really like to have a place to go where I can just be myself without judgment, and my house just isn't that. At this point, I'm starting to lose hope for healing and therapy, which is scaring me because I've always been such an advocate for therapy and mental health. But lately, I've just been feeling like I can't be helped since this issue that sent me to therapy is now getting in the way of it. If anyone has any advice or can relate to this in some way, I'd love to hear it. Thank you so much.
This is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand where you're coming from, I mean, if you've read my book, from some aspects of this. So when I was looking for a individual therapist, our couples therapist, who I love, she was basically said that there were like two directions she would go in when it came to recommendations. She was like, I think that you would either really benefit from a older woman therapist because that can potentially be very healing in the things that you would talk about in therapy, or it will have the exact opposite effect and that's not what you need. And I think that like you are kind of in this odd place that it's, you're not really recognizing that that's not working for you, but I think that's what it is. Like, I think specifically you are, I forget, it's like transference or whatever is like the term that it's used. I think it's mostly used in terms of like romantic sexual stuff when it comes to therapy. But yeah, you are casting her as your mom and mm-hmm. you as her daughter, and then you wanting to know that her life isn't perfect and that she can relate to you and all of that. That's not a therapist's job. That's not it. And to me, that statement is kind of the line that it's like, oh, you're not viewing this relationship as therapist client anymore.
Yeah, it's not a professional relationship. You're trying to see yourself and her daughter and then yeah. wanting her to validate how you feel based on her relationship with her daughter.
Yeah, she wants, it's like essentially like how you feel with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You're then going to your therapist and you're asking her to be your mom in that situation. Mm-hmm. And that's not it.
Yeah.
It is very hard. And also as someone who's been like an advocate for therapy, like I have yet to find an individual therapist that I like and I drive with. And like, I haven't gone to individual therapy in a very long time. But I think that like, it is like dating in the sense that like it takes a while, but also it's like dating in the sense that like you can be burnt out for a while. And like, it is not like I'm not taking care of myself and not taking care of my mental health by like being like, you know what? I'm going to take a break for a couple months and then start looking for a new therapist after that, unless that's something that your other therapist does not suggest you taking a break in between. But like, I've done that where like, you just can kind of get burnt out and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take a break. And then I will start like looking for another therapist.
But it seems like she did look for other therapists.
No, but like taking a break and then not seeing this current therapist.
Got it.
Because I think that like
a reset.
Yeah. Just because I can totally see how this would happen. And maybe it is seeking out a therapist who is absolutely nothing like your mom, whether mm-hmm. that's like looks wise, personality wise, or maybe a different kind of therapy would be helpful. But I think because your therapist can't give you really action items around this, and like they themselves have suggested, like maybe it would be better to see somebody else. I think it's because they're seeing that, like, I don't think that I'm going to be able to give you the success that you want through this. And that's no fault of your own at all. Sometimes these relationships just like happen.
Maybe she has recommendations too for yeah. other people of color, female therapists.
There's also the therapyforblackgirls.com. They have a section of find a great therapist for black girls in your area, professional help designed just for you. And then you can enter in specifically based on virtual versus in office. But yeah, this is hard. It's really hard. It's really hard to like when you are, therapy is like such a raw thing that like you can like leave being very exposed, and it can sometimes like get a lot worse before it gets better. And like you're really like knee deep in unpacking these emotions and feelings and stuff. And then when it doesn't really go well, that can feel really disorienting because everything's not necessarily packaged up in these little boxes before that you had done to kind of get through life before therapy. It's very much all out in the open that can feel really exposed. But maybe also like some, I don't know, some books on like why this happens. Yeah. Like not just like finding a new therapist, but finding out, like therapizing why this happened. And I think if you get a new therapist, I think that's the first thing that you bring up.
Yeah. The one I was thinking of is called The Black Girl Doctor. And they're, I know they're California based. I don't know where else that they see patients, but that's another one.
Sucks when it doesn't work out with a therapist.
I know.
Fucking sucks.
It's tiring. Mm-hmm. But then when you click with one, you click.
Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, this is, I love this. This is great. I wish there were more. I mean, some therapists are just bad and then some therapists are bad fits. Mm-hmm. Wish there was like a way to just know. Like Harry Potter, where you have the wands and it just clicks and you're like, perfect. I don't have to fucking waste my time with like a, I'm going to say a Durmstrang. And I was like, no, that's a human. I was going to get Durmstrang hair. Hair of Durmstrang, Victor Crumb's hair is the core of my wand.
I'm laughing like I know what she's talking
about. Fine. I know people listening to it who have been Harry Potter fans.
You mean Potterheads?
Yes, Potterheads. Anti-turf Potterheads. Okay. Yeah, we have one more.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I need some advice. I'm 24 and my pronouns are she, her. Tonight I was scrolling through Instagram when a new to Instagram suggested profile came up. For privacy, I won't say the username, but it was my old high school's name and piercings. Intrigued, I looked at the profile and found out it was a student at the school offering paid piercing services from the school bathrooms. They claimed to be experienced, and from a look at the less than 40 followers, some have stated they're in year 8, which is around 14 years old here. I also found out my cousin, she, her, who never went to this school, follows this account. She is around that age as well. I ended up screenshotting the profile with its highlighted stories and emailing the principal of my old school. It was after hours, so I have not heard back. I'm torn whether or not I should have done that or just stayed out of it. I just worry about a 14-year-old offering piercings in a bathroom and what would happen if something horrible did occur. I work with kids and I've been told time and time again I have a duty of care to all young people, even if they aren't under my care directly. Not sure if this would help, but the school year here is nearly over until it starts back at the end of January. So there isn't much time to actually do anything on site, but the account's only a week old. I know I can't take back the email, but I need advice on what I should do regarding my cousin. I have told my parents I would not let my aunt know, as she doesn't even attend the school. But should I? I'd rather not stir anything up, especially as posts on this page said they would expose and cancel anyone who would snitch. I want her to be safe and not be accused of being a snitch for something I did or get any piercings done in an unsafe way. I'm also scared of confrontation, so I'd rather not cause any fights. Thanks. Bye.
I'm a snitch. I'm snitching. I have a niece that's 14. I would have done the exact same thing. I would have sent a message to the principal, and I also would have, this is your aunt, but if my sister, I would have talked to her and told her I'm snitching. Because yeah, like infections, sanitary in a bathroom, children.
Pretty gross. Needles. Children are sticky.
14-year-olds aren't really sticky, but
14-year-old boys are sticky.
Yeah, they are.
14-year-old people with like, semen are sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did the right thing, and I would tell your aunt too. I don't care.
I agree with you in the first half. I wouldn't tell your aunt.
Why?
Because I agree with what she said, the second part, that like doesn't want to have any social repercussions for this girl.
And what if her niece gets an infection?
I have a friend who pierced her own, I think it was her belly button and her ears at camp when she was probably around this age, maybe a little bit older, and did like everyone in her cabin and all of that kind of stuff. I don't think anyone's got infected.
I know that you can get infections.
You can. Oh, 100% yeah, you can. I just think that instead of talking to your aunt about it, I would talk to your cousin.
She's a child, though, and the caller is an adult. An adult should be talking to an adult.
I don't know. I guess like I'm sensitive in the sense that like I don't know how close you are with her mom, with your aunt, that like if you know the parenting like dynamics or something like that, that like if it like she could get in like really big, you know what I mean? Like not like really big trouble if she hasn't done anything, but like if you have a close relationship with her and you are someone who like she can trust and look up to and like can confide in, if you can be like, hey, I want to like give you a heads up. Like I wouldn't say that like I told the principal or anything like that, but I would be like, I saw that you follow this account. Like, what is that? Like, I just want you to know that like this is like really unsanitary and like very unsafe. Like if you want to get your ears pierced or you want to get something pierced or whatever, like reach out to me. We can talk to your mom about it. Like we can see if we can do that. Like I would love to do that with you. That'd be really fun. I understand that this is something that like, if you're interested, it could be like really like cool, but just know that like, look at these gross pictures of these things that can happen if they get infected. Like you could like lose your ear. Like you could like blow like all of this stuff. And it's like, I haven't told your mom. I like don't want her to, but like if you do this and like this like gets infected and stuff, like please, please, please reach out. Like, I don't know.
You're talking to her like a kid. Like
that. Yeah, I guess that's true.
If you're an adult, you have to talk to the adult in the situation. Yeah. I'm completely against that. That's going behind the aunt's back, saying something like knowing information about children as some, and she's someone that works with children.
I mean, the reporting to the principal, she had, you have to do.
But I'm saying she is somebody who, she's not another kid. She's an adult. Adults need to be talking to adults about this.
Yeah.
You don't have this information and then withhold it from the other adult in the situation, because if something happens now, you're liable as well.
I agree with that. I just think the thing that I see is that like, she doesn't know any of these people. She doesn't go to this school. It's like, I think of it more of like a, oh, this thing that's happening at this other school, I'm following this account that there's no like, I don't know. I guess it also depends on like how you, your relationship with her mom and with her, like if, and like how their relationship is with each other. Yes, telling the mom if like something happened and all of that, or if it felt more imminent in that. But like, yeah, you do work with kids. So like you do have a responsibility to like do that. I guess what you tell the mom, if you tell the mom, is just like, I saw that she follows this account.
She could even bring it up, like not even saying that the girl falls. She could just be like, I saw this Instagram, like this weird Instagram account where they're doing these piercings at this other school. Like you can just bring it up in that way and not even bring the girl into it.
That makes sense.
Just so that the mom's aware that something like this is happening.
Okay. My thought was just, she hasn't done anything.
Yeah, she hasn't done anything. Yeah. It's just the awareness around
it. So the mom is aware that that's like a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as we know, like if one thing is happening at one school, it's most likely going to happen at the other, because kids pick up on things.
I wonder if the caller's mom would tell her, or dad. You know what I mean? Like whose parent is the sibling? Because I think it's three generations, which I think is a little harder, because it's like, this is your aunt. Mm-hmm. So it feels, you have probably the same age gap between your cousin and, you know what I mean? Like your aunt. So it might feel like for you that like you're tattling on, not that she's your peer, but like, your aunt's also not your peer either.
Right.
You know? So like, I know you told your parents that you weren't going to like tell, but like, I think that like, maybe if you did what you did with the principal and said that, which I think is the correct thing to do. And then you tell your parent, like your mom or dad, or whoever's the sibling, being like, can you bring this to her and like say this? Yeah. I think that's just the thing. It's just the weird, because I fully understand what if it was like her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, if it was like fucking Soren doing some shit, I would like, I love you, dude, but like, I will rat you the fuck out to your parents. But like, if it was like someone older than me and I was in the middle, it's just a hard place to fucking be in.
I'm telling.
It's fair. It's fucking fair. I do love a snitch. What's odd and just so gross.
Yeah.
I obviously don't love this, but I do. I do love that the account clarifies, I have experience doing this. What experience? Doing this? You've done it three other times
you've
in this bathroom?
You've done it yourself.
Oh yeah. Not it. And also like, what are you? They watched The Parent Trap and then just were like, we can do it. Also, I just don't know how teachers would not know at the school at like that time.
Maybe if they're doing it early in the morning or after school.
You think about that, like your ears would be, you would have to pull your hair back. Yep. Like you can't wear a hood.
Mm-hmm.
And if your ear got infected, like people would know, like also you would start running a fever. Like that's like not the kind of infection you
can
hide.
That's why they should know.
No, they 100%. Instagram always showing. I love when that happens, though, when you're like, how did you know that this is something I would be interested in seeing? Okay. Do we have a don't blame them?
We do.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I am calling for a don't blame them for season 8, episode 26. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm 22 years old. This is in regards to the caller who was going through a depressive episode and her boyfriend was making her feel bad because they weren't having sex. I second /3rd everything that Megan and Melissa said. Also just wanted to further speak. I am someone, I have not been in a long-term relationship, but I have had sexual partners and I have depression as well as other mental disorders. And so I just wanted to speak on something that one of my therapists had told me, and that is that depression lies. And so that voice in your head that is making you feel guilty and making you feel like you are a burden on other people, or that other people, it is too much for them to deal with your symptoms, that voice is lying. So number one, don't trust that voice. You are not a burden. Your feelings are valid. What you are going through is 100% valid. And second of all, your boyfriend is trash. No offense. Well, no, I'm not going to say no offense, because like, yes, offense. He is a grown man who is prioritizing, not even prioritizing getting off, because he is a grown man. He has a hand. He can buy a fleshlight. He can buy other sex toys. Like, he can get off without another person. He knows how to do this. He's probably been doing it since he was 13 years old. However, he would rather coerce somebody who explicitly has verbally non-consented to have sex with him, somebody that I'm assuming he claims to love, into, he would rather pressure that person into doing sexual acts. That is not somebody who loves and cares about you. And I love you. I know I like haven't ever met you, but like just hearing you, I've gone through similar situations and I've been in a scenario where, slight trigger warning, I have said no several times and it still ended up happening because they're like, come on. That's not consent. And especially coming from somebody who says that they love you and support you and care about you, they should never want that. So I encourage you, it is incredibly, incredibly brave of you for calling into the podcast. I encourage you to continue seeking out the help you need. I am so, so incredibly proud of you for reaching out, recognizing what you're going through. Dub his ass. In the famous words of our TikTok king, dub his ass. But seriously, get away from him. Find somebody who loves you and appreciates you for you. Take some time for yourself, work on you, but you are not a burden. You are not a sex doll for somebody to just get their nut off in. I love you. He clearly does not love you. Please dump his ass. I'm so proud of you for calling in.
Mwah. Yes.
Wonderful.
Love it. Second all of it. I don't remember what the name was, but I think it was Alexis Gisal, who when she was on the podcast gave her depression like a name, and it was like some annoying name. It was like, she's like lies, she's mean, like fuck her, like, yes. You know what I mean, that personification. So yeah, second all of that, everybody was very upset about that call and that man, as were we.
Yeah, so I hope you heard the first one and then heard this one too.
Yeah. Well, that is it for our episode. If you enjoyed and you want to leave a review, please go ahead and do so. You can get there before Rachel leaves her bi-weekly review of the podcast, where she tells us that she, in so many words, and not so many words, I don't know any phrases anymore. My COVID brain is done for.
I think you say, people say both.
Okay. That makes me feel better. Also, like, phrases and like idioms are so often like mis-said, mm-hmm. that like, I'm like, which one fucking is it?
Yeah.
She not so slyly just hides the fact that she is a Trump supporting racist Republican anti-vaxxer. Maybe she's a libertarian. So yeah. Also, hot take. Why are like libertarians like so incel-y?
Can I read a review?
Yes.
This is from Shakespeare. It's like Shakespeare with an R at the beginning.
I'm sorry. So what was that guttural sound?
Shakespeare.
Oh, like Rush Spear.
Mm-hmm. Honest and personal, period.
Oh, God. It's a good one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is the kind of advice podcast you need to listen to if you want the real truth. No sugarcoating or babying. You get the honest truth. They changed the structure a few years ago, and I am ecstatic. It is a stronger podcast than when there were different guests on each week. The rapport between Melissa and Megan is a thing of beauty. Oh. They feel like they are your older sisters that just want the best for you.
Wait, that is so nice.
I love it. Thank you so much.
And also, what really changed our format was, I mean, we had been wanting to, but then the pandemic came in and it was like, ayo, everyone said no and you should keep having guests. Yeah. But
I mean, we did change it before then.
No, we did.
2 weeks.
But we
every other week.
Also kept, we were like, let's bump this up. Yeah. Let's keep doing this. Yep. So that's very kind. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Shakespeare.
Why is that so funny to me? It's just because like I can tell there are so many letters, but it's like still a very short thing that you are saying. They can't do it. If you want to call in, same number, 310-694-0976. Everything that we said at the beginning. Follow us on Instagram. If you are listening this far, go comment on our latest Instagram what you would say to the girl who wants to go to Scotland with that man.
Yes. That's a good one.
The 32-year-old Scottish man. If any of you say yes, I will fucking... I will yell at you.
Oh, I also found out that we had like censoring on because Dr. Sarah had left a comment that was talking about oral sex because we talking about hernias and it didn't show up. She's like, I responded to somebody and it's like, I don't see it. But we had censoring on, so I took it off.
Good call.
Yeah.
Also, if anyone is curious, yes, you can get a hernia from fucking too hard.
Yes.
I still haven't stopped thinking about that. Mm-hmm. New fear unlocked. Like truly... Truly, but apparently it's less common
in
those of us with vaginas.
She talked to another doctor friend about it, and they're like, ooh, I want to start listening to this podcast.
Oh, my God. Hello, doctors. We respect you here.
I respect you so much.
Unless you're fatphobic and you suck, in which case we will yell at you. But we still respect you if you say that if vaccines should happen.
Yeah.
But I think you should, update your views, educate yourself. Well, that's it. Follow me on Instagram. Follow us. What do you want to promo?
Promo me. Follow She Is Not Melissa, please. I would like 10,000.
I would like 10,000 followers and $10,000. Okay. Well, I hope you're looking forward to hearing from us. Oh, and our other podcast comes out on Thursday. But am I wrong? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. We will see you all next time. Goodbye.
A production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts and Diamond Imprint Productions. Edited by Coco Lawrence. Post-production sound by Chris Henry. Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson. Music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.